Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining me on this Sunday, the 15th day of November, 2009. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. Let me run down some of the top stories I'm going to be detailing in the next segment. We're also going to open the phones up for your questions or comments on any of these issues at 888-201-2244. That's the special Sunday phone number directly out of our studios. During the weekdays, we take the phone calls from the Genesis Studios in Minnesota. I come to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, Texas, 888-201-2244. Or the direct line and for Central Texas listeners, 512-646-1776. Associated Press, weak dollar, no quick fix for narrowing trade gap. Because we're so deindustrialized, you would think that a weak dollar, though it's bad for almost everything in the economy, that it might be good a little bit to increase some manufacturing, but there's no real industry left here to speak of that can compete with China, India, Mexico, because they have such low standards in environmental, workers' comp, greenhouse gas taxes, you name it, that no one can compete. It is the race to the bottom. That's the globalist model in their own documents, their own statements. It's meant to deindustrialize the West so that we become completely bankrupt to the central banks. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, million people hit by plague worse than swine flu. Well, the swine flu is not a very bad plague, but it certainly is a huge hype machine, a psychological plague. But it is killing a lot of people reportedly in the Ukraine and Poland. And now top scientists in Ukraine are saying they believe the H1N1 virus and the regular seasonal flu virus somehow mutated. Or that the Tamiflu and the flu vaccines did this. This is now mainstream news. Sunday Express out of England. We'll be going over this today. It also dovetails. French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Time magazine reporting. China investigates deaths after swine flu shot. People are becoming paralyzed here in the United States as well after being given the shot. There's a whole bunch of headlines covering that. So we're going to be going over the latest developments with the swine flu / flu hype, now some type of unnamed super virus in Eastern Europe. And then I'm also going to play several clips from Fox News today, both of them of Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris goes on Cavuto and says world government's being set up through the carbon tax. And then national media makes fun of him and calls him a kook when Ban Ki-moon, two Sundays ago, wrote an editorial for the New York Times. He's the Secretary General of the UN, calling for global government and saying the carbon tax would fund global government. So Chuck Norris isn't allowed to read the New York Times that's pro-world government and say, I don't want world government. And Chuck Norris isn't allowed to do this with Sean Hannity. He was on with Sean Hannity later that same day, last week. Cavuto didn't make fun of him. Sean Hannity did and said Ron Paul was crazy. So Ron Paul was crazy 10 years ago saying overspending would devalue the dollar, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy saying it would destroy our industry, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy saying we'd have 20% unemployment, now happening. Ron Paul was crazy talking about global government, now I guess I was crazy. See, Sean Hannity is a plant, ladies and gentlemen. He's there to pose as if he's a patriotic conservative while trying to discredit those of us that are really trying to save this country. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of him attacking people and talking down to Chuck Norris and talking down to Ron Paul. Sean Hannity, you're a traitor.
Hello.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The time for denial is over. Unelected, tyrannical world government is being openly announced by every major news publication in the world, and most of these publications are spinning it, saying that world government is an answer to all of our problems. It's an answer to the banks that have devalued the currency and stolen tens of trillions. Though the big banks are openly saying they will run the world government, and they're the ones pushing it. World government will save us from war, though the very same interests pushing the global government are the ones starting all the major wars and funding both sides. They're saying world government is the answer to the evils of national sovereignty, and that more globalism, more deindustrialization, more driving down of the wages is the answer. Now, this is a psychological form of mind control we've been put under, where for decades, as the world government was being set up and as it was being developed and foisted on the people, and as people like myself and Congressman Ron Paul and many others were reading official UN documents, official Club of Rome documents, official Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group, RAND Corporation, Pentagon. I mean, the elite for decades have been very public about what they're setting up. They just never said it on the news. And so you'd say, hey, I have Foreign Affairs, April issue, 1998, saying the banks are going to get everybody in debt, implode the currency, and bring in world government. And they'd say, oh, there's no such thing. Look at the crazy Alex Jones. Look at the crazy Ron Paul. Look at these crazy people that don't. I mean, when Margaret Thatcher, after she left office, came out and criticized it, they said, look at the crazy Margaret Thatcher. Back then, you weren't supposed to talk about this because they hadn't completed the construction of the world government yet. Now the world government is nearing completion. They can't deny it anymore. And so they're unveiling it, but saying you're a kook, you're bad, you're evil if you don't want to go along with it. And so today I wanted to play a few Chuck Norris clips coming up in the next segment, because Chuck Norris is a listener of this show, and I've talked to him on and off air. This is one of the main shows that really woke him up in the last 5 years from being a mainline Republican to figuring out both parties are controlled. But still, he's falling into the orbit of Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck, who are controlled opposition. And at key points, Glenn Beck comes out and attacks Ron Paul and attacks people that believe in global government and attacks people that report on FEMA camps. But when Chuck Norris was on Cavuto, he didn't get made fun of for talking about this. But when he was on Hannity, he did. And he started saying, I like Ron Paul. And Sean Hannity said, well, Ron Paul's crazy. And then Chuck Norris said, well, that's why I like him. I'm crazy, too, and laughed at Hannity. But the issue here is Hannity isn't stupid. Hannity knows. Sean Hannity knows there's a world government. He's not stupid. He's been sent all the information for over a decade. It's his job to keep Republicans on the mainline fake blue dog Republican, blue blood Republican bandwagon. where George Bush triples the size of government and we still call that conservative. Or George Bush signs the Patriot Act violating our Bill of Rights and we call that conservative. Basically, you hate the Democrats who are pushing big government and socialism, but you never hate the Republicans that are doing the same thing. But I've got news for Sean Hannity and people. The American people, whether they consider themselves liberals or conservatives, are shattering the left-right paradigm. They are waking up in a big, big way. And they are reading the government documents. They are reading the legislation. They are reading Ban Ki-moon, the Secretary General of the UN two Sundays ago, who wrote the editorial titled, "We Can Do It," calling for world government and admitting the carbon tax is meant to fund the world government. The American people are reading the UN treaty that Reuters reported on last Thursday that Obama is now saying he's going to sign and try to get ratified, which says all small arms are to be banned. Under this UN treaty, you can't own firearms. We're going to go over that today. The American people have figured out that Republicans come and Democrats come and go, but that the true power structure, the military-industrial complex, itself owned by large central banks, remains in control. And making fun of people who know how to read editorials written by the UN Secretary General in the New York Times doesn't work anymore. How can Sean Hannity, on the fake right and on the fake left, George Soros and all his publications, make fun of anyone that says there's a world government while George Soros himself calls for a global government that's now being set up? How can Rupert Murdoch go to the Davos, Switzerland Economic Forum every year and call for global government, and then Sean Hannity sit up there and say there's no such thing? No, Ron Paul and Alex Jones and other people of our ilk have not been crazy. We've been well-read and well-researched, and we've been raising the alarm. And so when fake conservatives, when Benedict Arnolds like Sean Hannity, who were meant to keep Republicans in the dark and conservatives and libertarians and well-meaning liberals in the dark, when he gets up and says Ron Paul's crazy, really, Ron Paul talked about devaluation of the dollar 2 years ago during the Republican primaries. It was Ron Paul who talked about how they were planning to expand these wars and how we were losing our jobs. And it was Ron Paul that talked about double-digit unemployment and inflation coming. It was Ron Paul that talked about how gold was going to go above $1,000 an ounce 2 years ago in the next 2 years. It's Ron Paul who wins economic awards from prestigious universities. He's given doctorates by universities that teach economics. It's Ron Paul who's been right about everything because he understands the globalist agenda. I've been right about everything we've talked about because I'm only reading their own white papers and what the elites are planning for this country and for this society. That's all I'm doing. That's all Ron Paul is doing. And you can't have it both ways. You can't sit up here. It's like I said last week. The national media can't sit here and say there's no mercury in the vaccines and say we're liars when every vaccine insert says it has mercury in it. All the major vaccines, including H1N1 and regular seasonal, but not just flu vaccines. You can't sit up here and say it can't cause Guillain-Barré and it can't cause other neurological disorders and autoimmune disorders and death when it's all over the news that people are dying and being killed and being maimed all over the world and the U.S. from the vaccines. And when the establishment media tries to lie and say that anyone that questions the establishment is a kook or a nut or a lunatic, it doesn't work anymore. It only discredits you, the person that's lying. There is a global government openly being announced by the United Nations. Our central government under Bush and now Obama has been greasing the skids to bring us into this, into a new system where our Bill of Rights, our Constitution is not honored, where our liberty and our freedom is trashed, where unelected offshore corporations control the new private global government. And the establishment is setting this up right now, hoping by still engaging in denial with one hand out of one side of their mouth and out of the other side of their mouth, admitting it's real but saying, oh, it's good. That isn't going to fly. They could do that 10 years ago because we weren't this far along in the program, in the process of globalization, and because most people weren't getting their news on the internet. You can't have the New York Times calling for global government with an article written by the Secretary General of the UN saying the carbon tax will fund the world government, and then have Sean Hannity get up on TV and say none of it exists. You cannot do that. And liars like Sean Hannity need to be held responsible. All these big fake conservative talk show hosts that are still telling you there's no world government and there's no IMF and no World Bank system taking over. Anyone that sits there and defends Wall Street that engineered the housing collapse, even McClatchy newspapers are reporting on that off of secret documents. Anyone that tries to aid these criminal banks in their takeover is an enemy of the Republic. Obama's an enemy of the Republic, and Sean Hannity's an enemy of the Republic. They're all working together.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, flu vaccine alert. Eugenics has been in operation for generations. The final extermination phase was set up in 2005, when the blood pH of blood types A, B, and O were set up to life-critical levels in preparation for this precise moment in time. The blood type B was increased in acidity, while the alkaline blood types of A and O were set up to an average pH of 7.54. The blood pH has been carefully managed by methodical intentional poisoning. The vaccines, planned long ago, are formulated to push the blood pH past the critical points, in order to kill and disable many. The blood types of A, B, and O have damaged DNA and immune systems. Blood type AB has neutral pH with normal DNA and immune function. The number of the poison blood types of A, B, and O is now approaching 200 million in the U.S. For more information, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. Poisoning of mankind.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the syndicated radio transmission, simulcasting via television at PrisonPlanet.tv. Next hour, I'm going to detail the huge developments in the swine flu slash seasonal flu situation globally. Here are some of those headlines. Sunday Express out of England reports, millions hit by plague worse than swine flu. The government's saying they believe that different flu vaccines combine to make this super virus. That's not Alex Jones saying that. That's the Ukrainian government and others. Also, French woman gets crippling illness after H1N1 vaccine. Scores of other reports in the U.S. saying the same thing. Here's Time magazine. China investigates deaths after swine flu shot. And here's another report. Croatian priest says vaccine for destruction of humanity worldwide, a bioweapon. One of the chief priests in Croatia, a famous priest. Controversy in Croatia after famous Croatian priest appealed to Croatians not to get vaccinated against swine flu. So we'll be going over that coming up. But I wanted to take your calls in the next segment. And also want to play these Chuck Norris clips. I'm going to get him on the show in the next few weeks and get his take on all of this. He's been with us many times and has told me on and off air that this show in the last 5 years, he heard the show 10 years ago a few times when he was in Austin and other areas where he could hear it. But in the last 5 years, he's really awoken that both parties are controlled. And Hannity had him on begging him not to go with this angle. Yeah, God forbid that people wake up and shatter the left-right paradigm. But also, Obama revives talk of UN gun control. NRA guest warned international treaty would strip Second Amendment rights. WorldNet Daily reported on this yesterday. We first reported on it out of Reuters. Thursday, U.S. reverses stance on treaty to regulate arms trade under UN law. See, if they sign a treaty with a private consortium for the Copenhagen Treaty, we're under international law to tax all carbon dioxide. This trumps national law. Same thing with gun laws. So that is coming up. Another article out of the Washington Post. Task force seeks ban on assault weapons. An international task force. The Mexican government is asking the U.S. government to ban assault rifles. The Mexican government. This is out of the Washington Post. Another headline here, again, originally from InfoWars, May 3rd. So we were on this back in May. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. I'm not tooting our horn. Here's an article we wrote in May 3rd. Kurt Nemo wrote it. Obama supports treaty outlawing gun possession. You just now heard it in mid-November in Reuters and WorldNet Daily. You see, we have the best listeners in the world. They noticed that Obama had brought this treaty back in May. No one else reported on it till we did. Again, I would read UN documents 13, 14 years ago announcing everything they're doing now, saying they plan to do it by 2010. I've been warning people and being laughed at because you won't go read the treaties. You won't. I had David de Rothschild, heir to the entire Rothschild fortune, the son of Lord Rothschild, taking over all his companies on 3 years ago, and he said, Alex, there is no plan for a global carbon tax. When I have the documents that his family's bank is who you'll buy them from, that's now in BBC and the Associated Press, Rothschild Bank to sell carbon credits. Google it. Read it. We tell you months and weeks and sometimes decades before it's mainstream news. I'm not tooting our horn. I'm telling you, you better listen to us, folks. You want to save this country. Also, the White House is planning immigration reform, immigration legalization. New York Times, White House plan on immigration includes legal status. That's the New York Times Friday. I mean, they are just trying to break this country one way or the other. Here's another one. Everyone in Britain could be given personal carbon allowance. Oregon and Washington State are trying the same thing. Schwarzenegger's trying to pass laws where you have an ID card you swipe whenever you buy something or sell something, tracking everything you do, and when you run out of your carbon credits, you get taxed. That's what's so bad about plastic. That's what's so bad about debit cards. We all use them. Sure, if the government wasn't corrupt, this wouldn't be a problem. But we've always pointed out that this is a problem because they can use it to control every facet of your life. And that is happening now. So that's coming up. We're going to be going over that today. And your calls, as I promised, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or 512-646-1776 for Anita and Ann and Ronnie and many others that are patiently holding. In fact, let me just go to some phone calls now and then out of the next segment, because I won't have time in this segment to play these clips of Chuck Norris coming out against world government. And we've got Senator Inhofe coming out and saying world government. And we've got all these major British lords coming out and admitting world government's being set up. And the national media is attacking them and Ron Paul and myself. Folks, Inside Hollywood, Hollywood Reporter, all these major publications this week have come out and attacked little old Alex Jones, connecting me to the movie 2012, saying the Woody Harrelson character is basically an Alex Jones, ascribing and attributing all these things he says in the film that I don't believe to me. That way, when 2012 comes and nothing bad happens, people are going to say, Alex Jones said 2012 was going to destroy everything. I've never said that. I'm making a film exposing 2012 as a hoax that'll be out by late 2010. And they're so sophisticated in the mainstream media. They'll talk about space aliens, all this other stuff, and then attribute it to myself, Ron Paul. That's what Sean Hannity does. And I'm not here attacking Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck. I'm tired of them attacking me. I'm tired of them attacking Ron Paul. I'm tired of them saying we're making stuff up. Ladies and gentlemen, if you put in the search engine global government or global governance, you get hundreds of new articles on the Google News section. There's hundreds every day. They're openly announcing an unelected world government run by a bunch of socialist bankers who want to steal our money through socialism and set up a world dictatorship. I mean, there have been editorials written like, and now for world government, by the Financial Times of London, that was one of the headlines, saying it needs to be tyrannical. It needs to be authoritarian. So I, as a free human being and as an American, I am allowed to get up on the radio and read out of the Financial Times of London or the New York Times and say, look, they're calling for global government. They say they want to tax everything I do. They say they want to issue us all ID cards that track everything we buy, sell, and do. All I'm doing is reporting the truth. And I know I keep repeating that today. It completely blows me away. Do I have time to go to call for a break? Yeah, let's take one call before I go to break here real fast. Let's go to Anita in Texas. Anita, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Can you hear me? My phone's kind of messing up.
Yes, I can. I can hear you.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for, I mean, I don't know how you have done this all these years with people doing everything. It's so hard to wake people up. But I have a question. My daughter's going to have a baby, and she's listened to me about not getting a flu shots or anything during pregnancy, but she's worried about, they said that she doesn't have to get the shots for the baby, like the hepatitis shot and everything, but something about a vitamin K shot. Is that okay?
I had a medical doctor, Sherry Tenpenny, who was here debating the state health department last week in Austin. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you. We'll be back after this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Going straight back to your phone calls. Out of all the stacks of news I have here in front of me, here's one from the Associated Press. Dutch drivers to pay tax on the road time, not on car. The Dutch government plans to bring the polluter pays principle into the home garage. Drivers will soon pay a few cents for every kilometer or mile on the road in a plan aimed at breaking chronic traffic jams and cutting carbon emissions, the cabinet decided Friday. Now, we have Oregon, California, Washington State, and Texas looking at adding this on top of your gas tax. This is only one of hundreds of taxes you'll pay under the UN cap and trade tax that they're trying to fully pass under the Copenhagen-Denmark Treaty. That is coming up. But going back to Anita in Texas. Anita, I'm not going to give you medical advice. I'm not a doctor. But we did have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, medical doctor, on the show Thursday in studio. And I said, hey, I give my children the vitamin K when they were born at the hospital. I allowed that, none of the vaccines. And she said, no, That's even bad for babies because of some of the circumcisions they do. Sometimes babies haven't developed blood platelets and they can bleed. But she said that's why they give the vitamin K. But they said at 7 days, the babies start producing the chemicals they need in their bloodstream to thicken their blood. And she said there's a lot of health complications associated with it, but nothing compared to the hepatitis shot and others they try to give newborn babies. So that's what the medical doctor said, Anita. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you. I missed Thursday. I missed all last week. But she was also concerned about she's having a boy. Is the circumcision, you know, what the shots they give for that, or she has to have an epidural or a C-section? You know, she's concerned about all that. So
well, doctors are in a hurry, and they like C-sections because they don't have to wait 15 hours while there's a delivery. Now over half of American women have C-sections. Pretty soon they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory that women ever had children vaginally the normal way. Pretty soon they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory that mammary glands in mammals, breasts, are meant to give milk to babies. It's not a conspiracy. Women once had babies the regular way. They once breastfed their children. I know it sounds radical, sounds wild, but I appreciate your call, Anita. Let's talk to Anna in New York. Anna, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you for about a year and a half now, maybe 2 years, and I've also been listening to Glenn Beck for about as long. And I heard you say something, and I'm like, I just don't get it, because you're saying that Glenn Beck he mocked Lord Monckton when he was talking about the Copenhagen coming up and the treaty, and that he also supported TARP. I think it was TARP. But I've never heard Glenn Beck support I've never heard him support either of those.
Ma'am, do you have a computer? Do you have a computer?
I do, yeah.
Okay, I want you to write this down. There's hundreds of these clips, but the shortest and best one I've seen is about 5 minutes long, mm-hmm. and it's titled, Glenn Beck is a Neocon, Not a Libertarian. And you will see him over and over again call Ron Paul a kook and a nut. You will see him say that we needed the banker bailout. But after it passed, he then came out and said it was bad and he was against it. Whenever they're having a key vote, he shows his true colors. That's what I'm saying. You keep your friends close, your enemies closer. The establishment has a lot of these, quote, anti-establishment people on the right. Now, if the Republicans are out of power, they will act like they're against the New World Order, but then they flip-flop. And I'm going to play a clip of Hannity calling Ron Paul a nut here in just a moment. So what I'm telling you is at key points, they snipe. I know he's had Lord Monckton on. I know he's admitted a lot of this. I understand that. But what I'm telling you is, look, if you've been listening for a year and a half, you know that about 9 months ago, I predicted that Beck would come out and debunk FEMA camps, and I even said how he would debunk them, okay? And he would go show a few camps that weren't camps and then say there were no camps, even when it's in the Houston Chronicle and New York Times and Wall Street Journal, and they've introduced legislation to build more camps. So that's what I'm saying, is that that's what makes them so dangerous, is that they're getting everybody's – look, Ron Paul started the Tea Parties. 9/11 Truth started the Tea Parties. They have taken them over now to make it a Republicanoid, you know, rhino type organization. But look, I don't want to get off into bashing these people here. Okay, I mean, at least they're admitting some of this stuff. My point is that I've been deeply studying this for years, and look, Benedict Arnold. Do you know who Benedict Arnold was?
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Arnold was he was American general. One of our greatest generals, and it turned out he'd been a British agent the whole time. And I know one of these people when I see it, ma'am. This is all I do is study this. Okay, Lou Dobbs didn't go as far as Glenn Beck does, but what he did do was never stab patriots in the back. That's why his house got shot up. That's why Mecha and La Raza came after him, and that's why CNN made him quit. That's now been reported, why he was forced out. Lou Dobbs has been on this show, okay? I have seen Glenn Beck say we need to use the army against Ron Paul's supporters. He said Ron Paul's money bombs mean that we want to blow things up. That's not true. He has, ma'am, You need to do more studying, okay?
Look for that video that you just talked about. And one last thing. I work near Columbus Circle in Manhattan. And I got to tell you, I have noticed an increased presence, military presence, police presence there over the past few months. And I find it scary. And and the other day I was walking out of my office building and I noticed for the first time a camera on a pole on the sidewalk. And then another one a couple of blocks over. And I'm noticing these things popping up.
Ma'am, absolutely. And I appreciate your call. Look, 12 years ago, I remember reading government documents on air how they planned to put cameras in nationwide, claiming it would be for traffic, but it was really for surveillance. Now they admit it's surveilling us. Face scanning software is hooked into them, license plate reading software, the Homeland Security documents that we leaked, that we received, that were leaked to us, confirmed to be real, say that Homeland Security is really for gun owners, conservatives, and liberty lovers. That's what I'm trying to tell you, ma'am, is that this whole Homeland Security system is not for Al-Qaeda. It is for the American people. The legislation has been introduced to effectively ban guns, but Obama lies and says none of that exists. They play this stonewalling game with us so we can never have a real political debate about all this information. Let's go to another caller here. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, sir. I hope to help expose the tyranny that I'm now fighting for our First Amendment, and that is in the Travis County Commissioner's Court. They've come up with a largely abusive, unconstitutional attack on my rights to wear your controversial T-shirts, like 9/11 was an inside job, various Obama Joker or Ron Paul T-shirts, or Don't Tread on Me, or to carry political signs. And so yesterday, the local Austin American spaceman...
Wait a minute. Excuse me. The Travis County Commissioner's Court, one time I showed up to speak at Commissioner's Court about 10 years ago, it was on the news, SWAT team comes in, sits on both sides of me and starts bumping their shoulders into me, telling me I better not speak. You're telling me that the Travis County Commissioner's Court has told you you can't wear 9/11 as an inside job T-shirts?
They're doing a draft proposal on a new law. They informed me of it, actually. Judge Biscoe sent me a copy of it.
Hey, why not? I mean, in Texas, they take your blood without warrants.
And on top of that, yesterday, incredibly, the local Austin American spaceman did a big story all about this. They took a picture of me with my T-shirts and my truck with my various, you know, Ron Paul stickers, and 9/11 was an inside job. And
look, they're going to lose in court in 10 seconds. They can't if they try to restrict your political messages. The first time you watch Commissioner's Court and somebody's wearing a Budweiser shirt or wearing a Rick Perry T-shirt or wearing a Barack Obama shirt, you're going to own the Commissioner's Court. But this shows their mindset. Rodney, what's the headline in the Statesman? I want to pull the article up.
It's Ronnie. Ronnie Reeferseed, actually. In the
Ronnie, what's the headline say? I don't have much time.
I'm sorry.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the 1 week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
All of our counties, all of our cities have been centralized. The National Association of Counties, National Association of Cities, National Association of Governors. It's all centralized. We're getting the same laws Australia and Canada and England and Germany are getting. When the IMF comes in and bankrupts your country by design, they give you hundreds of rules you've got to follow. And all over the world, free speech is being thrown out. All over the world, police are taking DNA and blood samples without warrants. All over the world, classical freedoms being destroyed and classical tyranny is replacing it. Now, I want to shift gears for the lady who called in earlier and was saying, I never hear the so-called conservatives attacking Ron Paul. Well, if you're missing it, I don't know how you're missing it, because I'm not even watching these shows, and I see the clips every few days. Coming up in a moment, Hannity says Ron Paul is nuts, while he had Chuck Norris, one of our frequent guests, on the show. But first, I want to play a clip. We have this article posted at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.net if you want to watch the whole video clip. I'm just going to play part of it. Chuck Norris, Copenhagen talks to forge one world order. Now, notice Norris is saying, I think this is what they're going to do. No, Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, the Secretary General, wrote an editorial for the New York Times titled, We Can Do It, where he said global government, global governance, the greenhouse tax will finance this. And this allows an unelected private group to run our lives. This bypasses Congress, just like the World Trade Organization bypasses Congress on trade. That's why we can never get out of NAFTA and GATT, which has deindustrialized our country. So here is the first clip of Chuck Norris on Neil Cavuto.
But if my next guest is right, the fine print shows something else could get hammered by this, our way of life. Chuck Norris's latest book is The Chuck Norris Fact Book, 101 of Chuck's favorite facts and stories. It's actually very funny, but it does have a couple of serious points I do want to share. But, Chuck, great to see you.
Good to see you too, Neil. But actually, the conference starts on the day the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor.
Does it really?
December 7th. So, now, that's some kind of indication right there.
We don't know. Is the president going to go back? Last time he went to Copenhagen, it didn't turn out too well. But, no. But is he going to go?
I don't know if he is or not. I don't know if he's going to send his Hillary. Who knows what he's going to do?
Well, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is one of those who's been espousing sort of updating the Kyoto Accord, this global environmental sort of watch.
Truthfully, I think he will go.
Think he's going to make some big concessions?
Oh, I definitely. I really think he's going over there to try to create a one world order. And I think.
Well, what's your big worry?
My big worry is the fact is that we, as a nation, if we start having to be obligated to other countries, like in this conference, they're going to try to take our money and send it to third world countries because of since we spend so much oil and these other countries have suffered, then we're going to give our money to these third world countries. Neil, we have people here starving in our own country. My foundation, I have families who are making $9,000 a year with the kids that I'm teaching. Why aren't we trying to help the poverty in our own country?
But isn't this just about a cleaner globe?
I don't buy that. Yeah. I don't buy. You know, Al Gore became a $100 million millionaire, from this global bombardment, but I don't believe it for a second. I think it's a big con game that they're doing.
But nevertheless, you fear that the president is going to concede and give these countries what they want, be part of this globalist tradition, and then what happens?
Who knows what's going to happen? God forbid this even that this happens in our country. Our country as we know it now will no longer exist, Neil. That's the whole thing right there.
Well, the proponents in Copenhagen, they're beautiful people.
They're
very attractive.
Yeah.
You spend too much time in Fallujah. You should really get out. But they say we'll have a cleaner world and everyone will be happy, including Chuck Norris.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that. First of all, I don't believe China's going to go for this. I don't believe India's going to go for this. And they're not going to start cutting.
China's the world's biggest polluter now.
I know they are. And they're not going to change. So the thing is, for them to say, well, United States, you change, but we're not going to change. So you clean up your country, but we're going to keep polluting our part of the world.
Okay.
It's ludicrous.
Now, let's break this down. Number one, Chuck gets it a little bit wrong here, but he's learning. He's growing. He's saying, we're going to give money to the third world to help them because we've hurt them. But look, America's not doing too good. This isn't going to go to the third world. That's how the globalists are selling it. The IMF and World Bank, private banks, took our tax money. They went in at 30% interest that's paid to private banks with our money and took over those countries. Those countries hate the IMF and World Bank. They're not stupid. Most of the third world nations are against the Copenhagen Treaty. They understand because they've read the actual UN documents that it's meant to freeze global industrial development in the West and the First World, but also in the Third World and developing world. And Chuck gets it right when he points out that China, India, Mexico, and 160-plus other Third World countries, they have to make zero carbon emissions cuts. So even if you believe carbon dioxide is a deadly chemical and hurts everybody and that plants don't breathe it and that it's bad when plants do breathe it and it's good, shutting off our carbon dioxide emissions and moving it to China and India where they have no controls will actually boost the amount of carbon, and all the studies show that. So this is the mega fraud that we're talking about. And look, I've covered repeatedly here on air. In fact, I have the treaty right here in my stack. I'll show it to folks on television. Here it is, Framework Convention on Climate Change. Read the 200 pages, all about global government, taxing everything, having a private IMF bank forming the new world government with its own army, its own taxes that trump our national sovereignty. And then I have all these other articles, like out of the Times of London with a headline, World's Rich Meet in Secret to Discuss Population Control. And it's all about how they want to reduce our numbers. Why did Lou Dobbs get attacked? Why did he get run out of CNN? Because he would talk about the North American Union. We've been in a North American Union since 2005 when they signed the thing in Waco, Texas. All we're doing is covering what's real. All we're doing is covering what's on the record. Now, let's go to this next clip. This is later in the day. He's on there with his wife. This is Chuck Norris again. Chuck Norris on Sean Hannity. And he's told this story really first on this radio show, I guess 4 or 5 months ago, about, Alex, you know what I want to do? He said, I want to have Ron Paul point out who's corrupt and who's not on the Democrat and Republican side, and I'm going to punch him in the face or choke him out. He tries to tell the story, and Sean Hannity throws out, well, Ron Paul's a nut. And then Chuck comes back with, well, that's why I like him, because I'm a nut. He says, he's a nut. That's why I like him. I'm a nut. Yeah, Ron Paul's a nut because he knows how to read UN documents. Ron Paul said 10 years ago that by 2010, they would devalue the dollar because he'd read their own documents. I mean, all we do here is read what the globalists say they're going to do. Here is Chuck Norris with the creature. I mean, think about all the national conservative talk show hosts for decade after decade that have said that there is no such thing as global government, and now it's all being announced, and they're still saying there isn't. Think about that. You don't hear them apologize, do you? Here it is.
Leadership. I like a Chuck. Yeah, and if it was, I said I would go to Congress, I'd line up every member of Congress, mm-hmm. and I'd have Ron Paul, who I believe is probably the more honest ones there. I'd say, Ron, point out the honest.
I like Ron Paul. He's nuts.
Yeah, I know. That's why I like him.
All right. Well, there you go.
He's nuts. But anyway, I'd chuck out the every dishonest politician that's up there.
But are you of the philosophy, I don't ask both of you, you don't think there's a dime's worth of difference between the two parties? You sort of make the case that there's too much Republican
and
Democrat.
I tell you, I'm very disappointed because we had a Republican majority in Congress. And they blew it. And, we had George W. Bush. And they could have made a strong, positive difference in our country.
You know, I've talked to Chuck Norris privately 2 years ago, a year ago, 5, 6 months ago. And I said, Chuck, look at their records, because he was still pushing this Republican line. And I said, look. They're there to control real conservatives. We're the real natural enemy, libertarians, conservatives, constitutionalists, of the globalist. And so notice how they always give us lip service but sell us out. If you want to beat the New World Order, you've got to truly take over the Republican Party with a patriot movement, because the Democrats are globalist all the way. You've got to take over the Republican Party. You can't let these rhinos continue to control it. He said, you're right, Alex. You're right. You're right. So Chuck is really starting to step it up and do the right thing, and he's got Hannity sitting there sniping at Ron Paul. And it's disgusting. Look, we know Anderson Cooper's for world government. We know Barack Obama is. They won't deny it. They're pushing it. Instead, the fake conservatives are there saying none of it exists. We're nuts because we'll read official UN treaties. No, we're not nuts. We're right, and you know it, and your cover's blown, you Benedict Arnolds. Second hour, straight ahead, your phone calls, and a lot more, and the flu news. It's key. Call everybody you know. Tell them tune in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.